because one is white. So I see no reason why a white prime minister shouldn't find it quite possible to run Bermuda. I don't know, of course, obviously, what will happen after Jack Sharp's term runs out. This is a matter for the party to make their minds about them. But I think one of the basic concepts of the party is that the man must be the best man for the job, regardless of the race.
But isn't it fair to say that when the UPP started, that the party was interested in having black members, not necessarily because they had the ability. In many cases, some of them were novices, at government, and that they were chosen on the basis of their color, so that a team could be presented, a black and white team could be.
Well, I think when the party was put together, obviously it was felt important that there should be a meaningful participation by black members, otherwise it wouldn't be a united party. So I think great emphasis was placed upon the recruitment of people, black people, who were prepared to be courageous enough to stand on their feet and be perhaps accused of racism in reverse by their own people. I think this was important. But I,